Hello, I'm your host, Paige Estratori, and this is your weekly insurance news wrap, brought to you by Financial Services Online, Australia's experts in personal and business insurance. Let's dive into the top stories that have been shaping our industry over the past week. Our first story comes straight from Victoria. From Monday, June 17th, home buyers felt a financial pinch as the Victorian Managed Insurance Authority, or VMIA, implemented substantial increases in builders' warranty insurance premiums. Following a spike in claim settlements, with over 4,000 since last July, premiums for new construction rose by a sharp 65%, and renovations and pools saw a rise of 20%. With factors like builder insolvencies, inflation, and skilled worker shortages at play, the move has stirred up a fair deal of controversy. Housing Industry Association voices its strong opposition, pointing out that these increased costs are likely to be carried by customers and essentially worsen the current housing affordability crisis in Victoria and possibly across Australia. Next, we delve into growing concerns around mental health in the workplace. Allianz has reported a significant 47.5% surge in psychological claims and a 30% jump in mental health-related absenteeism just between 2020 and 2022. Harassment, bullying, and burnout are among the key stressors, accounting for up to 78% of these claims. Amid the rising discontent and the increasing burden of workload, the cry for custom mental health strategies within our working environments becomes louder and more urgent. As the average cost of mental health claims now consistently surpasses those of physical claims, it's clear that the issue cannot be sidelined and demands immediate attention. Our final story hails from the realm of life insurers and financial advisors. Amid turmoil and debate within the industry, Christine Cupid, the chief executive of the Council of Australian Life Insurers, has stated a commitment to a harmonious relationship, underpinning a supportive strategy between insurers and advisors. The intention is to provide clients with basic, product-specific advice directly under stringent regulations and consumer protections. More complex questions, however, will be channeled towards professional financial planners, thus ensuring a seamless synergy within the life insurance industry. That wraps up our weekly insurance news. Stay informed, stay secure, and remember, if you have any insurance needs, you can find us on financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next Wednesday, this is Paige Estratori, signing off.